Attention everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume as loud as it can go so you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
Yo Canadians, this isn't Taris from Italy. You're listening to
Assorted Hour
101.5 UMFM.
All right, welcome to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. As you can probably imagine, we have a very special episode in store for you this evening. Tonight's episode will be entirely dedicated to one of my all-time heroes, someone who I admire, none other than the one and only Steve Albini. Now, if you don't know who I'm talking about, he's most notably known as the guy who recorded Nirvana's In Utero, as well as a number of other notable recordings. He's also been in some pretty exceptional bands since the early 80s. We're going to dedicate most of the episode to the recordings that he's done, and we'll end it off with feature some of the bands that he's been in. I'm going to start it off with probably some of his more famous recordings. This first set, we're going to hear PJ Harvey, the Pixies, and of course Nirvana. We'll also hear a few clips of some interviews he did through the episode. Anyways, let's get things started. This is PJ Harvey with 50 Foot Queenie off of the Rid of Me album on Assorted Hour 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We're doing an entire episode dedicated to one of the greatest people involved in the music scene, none other than Mr. Steve Albini. We just heard Nirvana with Scentless Apprentice off of the In Utero album. The Pixies before that with Break My Body from Surfer Rosa. And PJ Harvey started that set off with 50 Foot Queenie from the Rid of Me album. All those albums were recorded by Steve Albini, featuring some of his most iconic recording techniques, most notably the very thick drum sound and often buried vocals. It became a signature of his recording technique. I guess over the years he kind of elaborated and refined his technique, so that wasn't as much a staple of his sound. We'll hear more from Steve Albini about how he records a little bit later in the show. So we started the episode off with some of his more notable recordings. He's also known to record a lot of underground artists. I think that's probably what he prefers the most. So we're going to hear another set here of some of the more famous underground artists that he's been known to work with. We'll start things off with the Jesus Lizard. We'll hear some Biggin and some Man or Astro Man. Here we go. This is Boilermaker by the Jesus Lizard on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid, doing an entire episode dedicated to Steve Albini. We just heard Manor Astro Man. That was Antimatter Man off of the DEFCON 54321 album. Begin before that with Bird and Bull from their latest release, Knife of Sin. And we started the set off with the Jesus Lizard. That was Boilermaker from their album Liar. All of those albums were recorded by Steve Albini. One thing that I admire greatly about him is his attitude on the music scene, and especially how the music industry has evolved over the years, most notably regarding the access to music through the internet. So I thought I would share a clip he did as a keynote speaker in Australia regarding the state of the music industry. Take it away, Steve.
Through the internet, which more than anything else creates access to things, limitless music eventually became available for free. The big record companies didn't see any way to make money from online distribution, so they effectively ignored it, leaving it to the hackers and audience to populate a new landscape of downloading. You could download it or stream it or listen from YouTube or have your friends on message boards or acquaintances send you zip files. In the blink of an eye, music went from being rare, expensive, and available only through physical media in controlled outlets to being ubiquitous and free worldwide. What a fantastic development. There's a lot of shade thrown by people in the music industry about how terrible the free sharing of music is, how it's the equivalent of theft, etc. For a minute, I want you to look at the experience of music from a fan's perspective, post-internet. Music that was hard to find was now easy to find. Music to suit my specific tastes was now accessible by a few clicks, or maybe posting a query on a message board. In response, I have access to more music than I have ever imagined, curated by other enthusiasts, keen to turn me onto the good stuff. People like me who want other people to hear the best music ever.
There you have it, folks. Couldn't have said it better myself. So next up here, I wanted to play a set of some Winnipeg artists that had the opportunity to record with Steve Albini. We're going to start things off with Ken Mode. We're going to hear Conduct and Stag Mummer after that. Here we go. This is These Tight Jeans on Assorted Hour 101.5 UMFM.
I would like to learn how to kill the nicest man in the world. Make him feel uneasy. Make him feel strange. I am that scholar of spite. I am that top fiend. Change my life, you handsome terror. Cover me with your sin. I don't want to be clean. Hard blood. In the sex act, it's a tale of the desperation of men. Don't let her be teased as experimental girls. It's a casual flex now and then. Well, where is Kate's mom? I'm making my way as I roam. The pit boss granted you through. I'm in your life now, take it back home. And when we all lose, this certainly was not well planned. And then we all. Feel uneasy, make them feel strange, tell you promises.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid, doing an entire episode dedicated to Steve Albini. We just heard a set of Winnipeg bands who were lucky enough to record with him. We just heard Stagmummer. That was a track called The Fence from their album Rim, going back to 1996. Conduct before that with Bacchanal off of their album Fear and Desire, released in 2015. And Ken Mode started the set off with These Tight Jeans from their album Success, also released in 2015. Next up, we're going to hear a set of some more Canadian artists that were able to record with Steve Albini. We'll start things off with Metz. We'll hear some Slates. And the Pretzels will finish that set off. Here we go. This is Common Trash from Strange Peace by Metz on Assorted Hour 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah! my personal aesthetic as a recording engineer is that my principal job is to record the sound of the band and not to try to create a sound and apply it to the band. That has implicit in it some character, right? When you see a band perform, typically they're performing in an acoustic space. So there is an acoustic interaction of the instruments with the environment they're in. To me, it sounds more naturalistic to have that acoustic ambience represented in the recording. So if the guitars are really loud and you hear no reverberant effect of the room from a really loud sound, that sounds slightly alien to me. Or if the drums are really energetic and there's a lot of space around the drums, and you don't hear the interaction of the drums with the acoustic environment, you don't hear any ambient sound of the drums, it sounds slightly artificial, sounds slightly stylized to me. So my default is always to try to record the sound of the room that the band is playing in addition to the direct sound of the instruments. I have always favored that as a default. Like, if you can start from the natural presentation, it's easy and sometimes happens accidentally that you stylize it from there, that it gets slightly, you know, that it gets made more eccentric, you know, from there. But if you start from a position of artificiality, if you start with everything alien and everything different from the way it normally is, then it's very difficult to get to a naturalistic presentation from there.
There you have it, folks. Straight from the horse's mouth. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Steve Albini discussing his recording techniques. So most of the music we've heard this past hour has been a little on the noisier side, a little on the rock and roll side. So I wanted to play a few of the artists that showcase his recording technique with artists that don't necessarily fit that mold. We're going to start it off with some Palace music. We'll hear Gogol Bordello, and we'll finish the set off with P.W. Long. Here we go. This is Cat's Blues by Palace Music on Assorted Hour 101.5 UMFM.
Children are there like this. pulses per minute. This is my regular speed. So how do you want me to live with it? How do you want me to live with it? Without ringing your alarms, without overthrowing cars, without emptying the bars, without screwing with your chars. 60 revelations per minute. This is my regular need. So how do you want me to live with it? How do you want me to live with it? We're ringing in your alarms. We are overthrowing cars. We are emptying the bars. We are screwing with your chars.
Yo de revolución. Hace mucho tiempo que yo ya no te decía. Más te dijo este sea muerte policía. Pese a lo que digan ya está todo arreglado. Digas lo que digas ya te mandan deportado. El que tiene impone sobre la ley dispone. Mientras que el pobre es pobre, pobre, pobre. Y otro se la come, come. Pobre, 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 pobre. Y otro se la come, come, come. Pobre, 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 y otros se la comen, comen. Sonidero nacional hasta rumba Cuba. We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. We're in the midst of an Albini extravaganza. We just heard PW Long's Real Foot with the Shaken Fears from their album We Didn't See You on Sunday. Gogol Bordello before that with 60 Revolutions from the Gypsy Punks album. And we started the set off with Palace Music. That was Cat's Blues from Viva Las Blues. We're just about out of time here. I'm going to leave you off with another Albini soundbite regarding his stint in Big Black, and we'll follow that up with some of the bands that he's been in. Thanks for listening. This has been Assorted Hour. I've been your host, Jeremy Rancid. Keep listening to UMFM for some more great programming. And remember, kids, have fun, stay safe, and be cool.
It amazes me that anyone cares what a Big Black song is about. You know, it surprises me that anyone would come to see us. It amazes me that we can write a song about a small town in America and people in Eindhoven, Holland will come to see us and listen to us play it. It just blows my mind. Well, but at the same time, I know none of those people have ever been to, you know, for example, this small town in Indiana that we have a song about. They don't have any idea what it's about. Literally, they have no idea what it's about, but they can listen to the music and it's like heavy metal. You know, they shake their heads and they move their fists to it. And that, I mean, I appreciate that a hell of a lot because it shows that the things that people pay most attention to in the press, the lyrics and the subject matter, don't mean anything to people who don't understand them. They can enjoy the music. I don't think any of us really pride ourselves on our technical musical abilities. I think what we do very well is we can make interesting sounds. We can make our guitars do things that we like to hear, whether they involve music or not, whether they're just sound effects or, you know, ways to carry a song along from one part to another part. I think we do that pretty well. There's more than, I think, really than the sound, what gets me going is just making, you know, the process of making the sounds, you know, running around in circles, jumping up and down, hitting on a guitar really hard, and hearing this thing explode behind you is just, it's so much more exciting than just sitting there quietly listening to it. I can't imagine why everyone in the world isn't in a rock band. I would shoot myself in the face if I didn't have some way to blow off steam. And because I don't like sports, and because I don't like disco dancing, and because I don't take drugs, and because I don't drink, and I don't beat my head into the floor, I have Big Black.
wait till I start Nautilus.
Fight me.